There are a couple things at play. Number one, they don't know exactly how much the exclusive franchise tag for quarterbacks is worth yet. That number isn't even officially set until April 17th, and it could differ by about $3 million depending on when the restructures of other deals, Kirk Cousins, Ben Roethlisberger, were done. So they're waiting for clarity on that from the NFL and the NFLPA. And then in terms of the overall numbers, you hear a lot of things thrown around. Our understanding is that the Cowboys' current offer would make Dak Prescott the highest paid player in the league in terms of average annual value, but that's not really how players and agents necessarily look at deals. Look at the Ryan Tannehill deal with the Titans that was done by the same agent that Dak Prescott has. It pays him $62 million fully guaranteed at signing over the first 2 years and practically assures him $91 million fully guaranteed over the first three. You would think that Dak would be looking at a structure somewhat similar to that, albeit at higher numbers.